大家好，欢迎来到可可茶话会。今天我们要学的短语是 a dog in the manger。由于文化的关系呢，狗在英语语言中都被当作忠实、可爱、聪明的象征，因此呢，与之有关的短语也大多数为褒义之词。在口语里，我们表示人家很幸运，可以说 You are a lucky dog， 你真是个幸运儿 ，You are a lucky dog。但是 a dog in the manger 中的 dog 却没有好的意思。Manger M-A-N-G-E-R 不要看成了 manager 是指经理、管理人员 ，manger 少了一个字母 a， 意思是马槽、马厩。A dog in the manger 从字面上看是指马厩里的狗，那么狗怎么会跑到马厩里去了呢？这种说法其实来自于伊索寓言，一匹马和一头牛正在马厩里吃草，这时候呢，一只狗闯了进来，它十分霸道的要马和牛都走开，马和牛十分温和的对它说，你是不吃草的呀，这条狗却蛮不讲理的说，我是不吃草，可是我不吃的东西也不能让你们白吃，就这样呢，这条狗霸占了盛满稻草的马槽，却赶走了以草为生的马和牛，而它自己呢，也只能看着稻草却不能吃。后来呢 ，a dog in the manger 就用来指那些自私的人，占有某些东西却不使用，又不肯与人分享，和汉语俗语里的占着茅坑不拉屎语义很贴近。比如说，有的男人百般阻挠前妻再婚，他们的理论就是，如果我不能拥有她，那谁也别想拥有她。这种人就是 a dog in the manger。下面我们来听例句。
He borrowed a lot of books from the library, but he didn't read a book.He was really a dog in the manger.
别站着茅坑不拉屎了，把自行车借给他呀，你今天下午又不出去。Don't be such a dog in the manger. Just lend him your bicycle since you are not going out this afternoon.
Don't be such a dog in the manger. Just lend him your bicycle since you are not going out this afternoon.
他从图书馆借了许多书，而他一本书也不看，真是站着茅坑不拉屎。He borrowed a lot of books from the library, but he didn't read a book. He was really a dog in the manger.今天的节目中我们学习的表达是 a dog in the manger， 意思是站着茅坑不拉屎的人。今天的节目就到这里，我们下期再见，拜拜。 On the day we went, I was gonna love you till last day.
Was gonna love you till last day. Made you wait till our wedding night. That's the first and the last time I'll wear white.So if the ties and bonds ever do come loose, tie them in a knot like a hangman's noose.